This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No one outside of Western New York saw this happening for this guy this year.
Really?
And by the way, he's all over the place the last couple of days.
Oh.
But as much as Bills fans think we want this, and it would be really cool for him, we don't want it.
All right.
We do not want it.
So this isn't the goal.
No.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, as we speak right now.
What's going on?
Josh Allen is the odds-on favorite to win NFL MVP.
Okay, for the whole season.
Yeah, the season and regular season MVP. He jumped to the top of the leaderboard after his performance in Seattle over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And as we speak, if you were to bet on Josh Allen to win MVP, you would triple your money.
Dang.
Right? Despite the fact that he's the odds-on favorite to win. And here's the thing.
Mm.
It's about time we're here. The guy has always played at a high level since he entered the league. You can argue that he's been way better this year. Or that he's been way better in past years. He just never got the respect that he deserved. It is weird, Kimmy, how it took him doing less for the people outside of Western New York to argue he now deserves this.
Well, I always felt like he at some point in the last few seasons has had that. He's been in the conversation, but then like he'll have this awful game, or like the Bills will just lose a freaking, you know, game that they should have won, and then that drops off and it's never talked about again. But they have yet to have that happen this season, so it's kind of like he's going to stay in the mix.
As we like to call it, the annual holy crap game.
Yeah. Right.
Holy crap. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
Josh being the odds-on favorite for MVP with the season that he's having and what was expected of this team coming into the season sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Wrong!
No good.
The last thing any Bills fan wants is for Josh Allen to win most valuable player.
So it's basically winning something that doesn't matter.
Well, okay, it matters to him.
But
it's at the point of
not
why you do this game.
And that brings us to a scary, scary statistic.
So what's the stat?
In the last 24 years, only one player has won both regular season MVP and the Super Bowl.
Oh, wait, one?
Only a single player in the last quarter century has won both the MVP and a Super Bowl ring.
Tom Brady.
Patrick Mahomes in 2022. Not even Tom Brady was able to do it.
Really?
Really? He never did?
No, the years he won MVP, they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
So
that's hard to believe.
Yes, outside of Patrick Mahomes in 2022, every other year, the league MVP walked away with just that trophy, watching someone else win the Super Bowl.
So you don't want it?
No, you don't.
It's cursed.
And it's not so much a curse. It actually makes sense when you think about it. The MVP is the most valuable player, meaning they mean more to their team than any other player means to their
team.
They're
going to really stand out.
Exactly, right? Like, that would also
indicate... It feels like you carry the team.
Exactly. The talent around them is less, which is why Josh is getting the consideration he's getting this year as opposed to years past, because he's doing it with less talent. But when you go to match up against a team in the playoffs, it's a hell of a lot easier to stop one great player than a team of good players.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
They're balanced.
All right, so I'll ask this question.
What's that?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What do we want more, a Josh MVP or a Super Bowl?
You want that Super Bowl, man.
All right.
Because that ends it.
All right.
Like, once you get that, the argument's over.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there are people that argue that Super Bowl wins are not a quarterback statistic.
Yeah, but your name is
you're edged
in
stone.
I don't think it matters. Yeah.
You've eclipsed Jim Kelly.
You led the team.
You're now
there.
The most important football player in Western New York. That's it.
Okay.
Jim Kelly becomes a thing of the past.
Like, you wouldn't have any, you would not remember Nick Foles if he didn't win a Super Bowl.
I mean, I would argue you're not going to remember Nick Foles in 10
Slick
years.
Nick?
Oh,
Slick Nick. No, it was big.
I think you will. Did you beat the Patriots?
Who was the quarterback for the Redskins when they beat the Bills in the second Super Bowl?
I was
who was
like
the quarterback
toddler
for the Giants when they beat the Bills in the first Super
Bowl? But that's what I mean.
Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe.
But
nobody
remembers
Jeff Hostetler.
Kid.
Nobody remembers Mark Rippon. I mean, yes, it was a great story,
but we'll remember watching it. But locally, you're going to be a celebrity forever.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. And it is amazing how, like, people really care about the league MVP. Really care. Bills fans have been furious the last couple of years that Josh hasn't come anywhere near it. But you also easily forget who won MVPs because, for example, did you know?
Who's that?
Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas won an MVP in 92.
Oh, he did.
There you go. Didn't know that.
Did not know that.
Thurman Thomas was the MVP of the National Football League. And I don't know how many Bills fans remember that happened.
Is that the last time the Bills
player won? And there's no parade for you. There's no, like, at the end of the season, they're not going to stop the city to hand you your award. Right. It's just something you walk off with.
Yeah, and by the way, Thurman Thomas, another MVP that lost in the Super Bowl.
By the way, what do you get? What physically do you get for MVP? Do they give you a ring, a plaque?
There's a trophy for it.
There's a trophy?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
I cannot picture in my head what the MVP
I can't remember somebody even receiving it.
Well, I think, now they do
like
it.
When do they give it away?
So now they have that NFL awards ceremony, so they do it there.
Oh, on ESPN?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
it's just a...
So you don't even get it at the end of a game.
No.
It's just a giant gold NFL logo.
Pretty cool, though.
Here's where you work. Yeah. Thank you, Scott, sir.
It looks like, actually, not. I take that back. They do change it, so it's not always the same.
Here's where you work.
But the last one looks like that.
Hang that up on a wall, son. It's also a clock. Digital.
252 WCMF. Yesterday, Josh Allen jumped to the top of the MVP leaderboard. Odds on favorites. He's plus 300 to win, so you could triple your money if you go. But this would be bad for the Bills because, again, in the last 24 years, only one player has both won the MVP and the Super Bowl in the same year, Patrick Mahomes in 2022. So, obviously, fans want a Super Bowl over a Josh MVP. But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Josh would say Super Bowl over MVP too?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
His value goes through the roof,
okay.
Like financially.
All right. Now, I think you could argue that I don't think win or loss, I mean, losing would hurt him. But as long as he stays at the same level, the guy makes a fortune in endorsements
already. Right, but that Super Bowl puts you into the upper crust.
Okay. Let's say.
I mean, now you're hanging with Tiger. Now you're hanging with the elites. Because now you accomplish something.
I don't see Tiger with a Super Bowl ring.
Wait, he didn't get one?
I don't think so. But he won a regular season MVP. Lost to Jeff Hostetler in the Super Bowl.
No, but you're an elite. You're in that special club.
No, but there are fewer MVPs. Much fewer MVPs.
Nobody cares about it.
Than Super Bowl champions.
I think about this. Like you're going to do something that Jim Kelly tried four times as a phenomenal quarterback with a Harvard-educated coach couldn't do. You did it.
First of all, let's not leave Coe College out of there. Big part of his career.
Yeah, I know. It's a springboard to Harvard. Some farm belt. Mini school of underthinkers.
You know, you're hurting Fred Jackson, too. He also went to Coe College, man. Come on. Coe College catching stray right hands in the breaker.
Iowa.
No, but all right. We like to think we know Josh.
Yeah.
And we like to think immediately he's going to say Super Bowl over MVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you gave him truth serum.
Right.
And he admitted that the MVP would be more, he'd be more excited to win an MVP than a Super Bowl. Would you blame him for that?
Yeah, because if that's the way you think, that's why you're never going to win a Super Bowl. Because you think it's all about yourself.
Yeah.
You're not a team player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's look at where Josh has come from, right? The history of Josh Allen,
right?
He was a kid who grew up in a small town in California.
Yeah, he was a farm kid.
Yeah, you got it. And he had no Division I offers to play college football coming out of high school.
Came up hard.
Yep, so he had
poor.
To go. I don't know if he was poor.
Oh, I remember the big drought up that way.
The big Allen drought of 07. He had to go to a community college. After that, he got one D1 offer from Wyoming, and managed to wiggle his way into the first round of the NFL draft. And even after he was drafted, everyone laughed at the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Remember the famous quote, if Josh
Bills
Allen is...
fans laughed at the Bills.
I thought it was a terrible idea. Yeah. But there was a famous quote, if Josh Allen succeeds in the NFL, the Bills will have outsmarted math. That was a real quote. After all
that's what they say about us, too, but all know how that goes.
Well, they call us the Josh Allen of Rochester Radio. Yeah. I'm just saying, man, after all that, after all of people disrespecting you and telling you no good and never giving you a chance, like, well, could you hate a guy for saying
no,
the MVP?
No, but it's a personal accomplishment for sure. But
I also wonder, too, with these guys that are, like, the greats that don't have a Super Bowl ring, whether they're playing...
Well, Marino.
Yeah, okay. Would a Hall of Fame induction mean more than a Super Bowl ring?
But that's probably at that point in your life, maybe.
Yeah, that's an after the fact.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, let's say, all right, so John Elway won 2 Super Bowl rings at the end of his career. Marino did not.
Right.
Let's say that you're coming to an end of a career that you're right on the borderline of the Hall of Fame, right? And the devil comes down to Georgia or Miami or wherever they're playing and goes, you can have 1 Super Bowl ring, but you're not going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Or you can be a Hall of Famer, but never win that championship.
Well, now you're talking ego.
They're taking the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're also talking to like a younger person where it's like, you know, yeah, eventually you'll make it in the Hall of Fame, but you got to wait a while for that to happen anyway. So I think you're taking the immediate thing.
Like, even as a joke, when those guys are all on a dais talking and somebody wants to prove their point, they always point to their ring to the other guy that doesn't have a ring and say, shut up.
No, you're right.
Like, but, it just shuts everything down.
But, like, with all of the 4 major sports, right? Basketball, baseball, the NHL, and the NFL, when you walk through the Hall of Fame, like, there's chills, right? Like, these are the best people to ever do this in the history of the planet. Yeah. And they have these plaques and these busts, right? Like, I mean, you're enshrined as the greatest version of yourself physically forever.
Yeah.
That means something.
I mean, I'm sure it does. So you think you would take Hall of Fame over Super Bowl?
Well, look, I'm a team player, as you guys know, from the break room here. Mm-hmm. So I would take the championship over the Hall of Fame. But I don't know if I would blame a guy for admitting I would rather be a Hall of Famer than a Super Bowl champion.
Because that's like something as you're an old man when you're up there, right?
But that's what it means more, right? Josh Allen is all over commercials. When he walks down the street last night, he's at the Yankee game. Everyone's high-fiving him, right? Whether or not he wins a Super Bowl, he's going to be a celebrity as long as he plays at this level. It's when you're no longer a part of the game that they give you your flowers that I think it actually means something.
Well, like, I wonder if you talk to, because there have been plenty of players who have won a Heisman and then just went on to do nothing in the NFL. Like, I wonder if you ask them, would you rather have a Heisman or would you rather be a great player in the NFL? Like, which one they would pick?
But there's only, what, 100 Heisman, less than 100 Heisman winners in
history? Yeah,
but that's
what I mean.
If you do anything wrong, you got to give it back. How's that work?
Actually, no, they gave Reggie Bush his one that he had to give back.
Oh, he got it back?
He got it back recently.
Did he have to buy it, though?
No, they gave it back to him.
Oh, okay.
Which means there was a place they were keeping it. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
No, that's okay. But that's what I was wondering, though. Like, if you go on to be a bust, well, then you're just kind of a somebody.
Joke.
Yeah, well, not a joke, but just somebody that, well, that didn't turn out the way we thought. Kind of almost a disappointment in a way.
If Gino Toretta is listening, he is very, very upset with you. Just saying.
Who's the Christian kid that did really good in Florida?
Tim Tebow. That's the whole reason you went to go watch him play. Yeah.
So like that kid,
his wife liked his ass in his pants.
I mean, that's a whole different.
But
I mean,
he won a Heisman
Trophy.
Yeah,
and he couldn't make it in the NFL.
No.
Couldn't make it in baseball.
Won a playoff game. No. Just saying.
All right, that's it.
All right, so I don't even know what to think now because like Josh has been all over the news the last couple of days. He was at Yankee Stadium last night.
Yeah, what else happened?
There is a Halloween party the Bills threw that I think we're going to talk about tomorrow that he and his girlfriend Haley Steinfeld threw.
They threw it at his house?
No, it was at a bar.
Oh, no, it was at a bar. I'm sorry. Yeah, but they put it all together.
Yeah. Oh.
And then this story. So yesterday, in the national news, I'm going through, Josh Allen does this, Josh Allen does that. It's a very strange time to be a Bills fan.
Yeah. Well, he's the biggest quarterback in New York, right? The other two suck.
Celebrity status at this point.
From Western New York.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here, man?
The toast of Manhattan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.